paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Extremely local news, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. John Hansen joining us with the Block Club Chicago Report. Good morning, John. Let's talk about the mayor. He vetoed that ban on intoxicating hemp products, but there's a federal ban that's not in effect yet. Is that the case?
Yeah, this story couldn't be more confusing, the differences between THC, hemp, and cannabis. But you're right, there is a federal ban that was part of an omnibus bill passed by Congress last year to try and close this loophole. Like, why can hemp products be sold, but cannabis can't be sold? So they tried to fix that last year through part of the farm bill, and there is still some confusion on whether it's actually going to go into effect this year. So we're going to wait to see whether they're going to kick that can further down the road, or if local municipalities are going to carve out exceptions for hemp like they do for cannabis. So this is a murky future generally for the hemp business in the United States. But the mayor got ahead of a city council resolution that did ban the hemp product sales in these hemp shops that pop up all over the city. And he went ahead and vetoed it. It did pass the city council with pretty steep numbers, 32-16, but it would require 34 votes to override his veto. And some of the biggest arguments against it, which I think are fair criticisms, are THC products are sold in so many beers. So many big companies sell them in breweries. In fact, the United Center announced a couple weeks ago that they would sell THC in their drinks, not for sporting events, but during some concerts. And some people have said it is the exact same product as hemp. So why are you shutting out the local store down the street who is trying to follow the rules, they say, and is trying to promote their businesses? And that's going to be an empty storefront if this ban goes through, and we don't need more empty storefronts in our city's neighborhoods. And they say it's not fair. It's not fair to let the big breweries sell THC in their drinks and some other fancy stores to sell it in their products, but not allow the neighborhood hemp store to do it. Which, of course, has split the Alder people. So the mayor's saying that, okay, right now we're going to veto this. We're going to keep it as is. And they hope that the city council, the mayor does, will come up with more smart regulations. And the hemp stores, by the way, Bob, do support raising the age in Chicago to buy hemp from 18 to 21. That has been one of the major sticking points. And they say, look, we're for regulation. We're for maybe fixing this so that we don't have kids thinking that they're going to be buying candy and it's actually a THC product. Let's try and fix this, but let's not just shut our stores down altogether. So it's complicated, but that's where we are right now.
Yeah, thanks for the explanation. You're certainly right. We don't need any more empty storefronts. This is a feel-good story out of the Austin neighborhood about a mailman. Tell us about this.
Oh, we love our mailman stories. Levante Harvey has been singing a tune while delivering the mail for years now. But recently, he said he prayed one morning and clarity came from God saying that he should use his gift of song to sing to people who maybe need it on their mail route. So he sang a song and started singing to a woman through the Ring doorbell camera who had recently lost her husband and who herself are going through some cancer treatments. And he serenaded her. He, you know, dropped off the mail, sang a song, and it turns out that that woman's granddaughter is a popular person on social media who then posted the Ring camera of him doing his thing and led to a lot of popularity, a lot of people going, who is this guy? This is amazing. He's got this great voice, and he's singing for people on his delivery that need a song, and the rest is history. Last week, there was a GoFundMe for him just because, hey, let's help this guy out, raised a couple $1,000 so he could actually buy a car, so he didn't have to take a 2-hour bus route to his paper route, which is his mail route, which he's been doing for the last couple of years. And he's bought a new car, and he's going to be able to drive to work now and continue singing songs to all the neighbors that he passes by. And I don't know, I saw the video about when it posted. It just was heartwarming, right? He's got this incredible voice. He's singing Mississippi by Jamal Roberts, and it was beautiful. And he said, this is for you, Grandma. And it's just one more way, and I think a great story of how everyone in their everyday life, whether it's crossing guards that we've talked about in the past, can make people smile just a little bit during their jobs. And Chicagoans like to step up and help people and give people a little love that do that for other folks, too.
We need to hear about those good news stories. Finally, everybody's happy about the weather this week, but as Steve mentioned, snow in the forecast next week. So this is very handy what you've got posted at Block Club Chicago, because it's kind of the way to, as you say, fast forward through the rest of winter. Tell us about your list.
Yeah, we've just got a bucket list to get you through the rest of winter, which is not going to seem appropriate today, but promise me you're going to want to look at this later on when we get snow. Everyone at the Block Club listed what they want to do, one thing before winter ends. A couple interesting ones there. I had no idea there's a sauna, just like one of these octagonal sauna rentals that is just sitting on North Avenue Beach for $30 for 30 minutes. You can fire up, maybe jump in the lake if you're safe about it, and then come and enjoy a sauna that's just sitting there along North Avenue Beach. There's a lot of other options, like there's a cuddle bunny store in North Clark. One of our executive associates wanted to cuddle some bunnies before winter ended. I love Will's Northwoods Tavern, Bob Surratt. That was my contribution. It's a Wisconsin-themed bar with cheese curds and beer. That's always on my winter bucket list. So blockclubchicago.org has a list of a lot of fun ways to enjoy winter before it's over, maybe on a cooler day than today.
Yeah, it's not over yet. The road construction season can't be far off, though, with the spring temperatures today. John Hansen, talk to you later. Thanks, John.